T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, a Rob Brown logo, ESPN Upstate.
Lonzo, if I told you that tickets to the NFC Championship game were going for $498.23 right now, what would your reaction to that be?
It's kind of cheap, actually.
That's my thought. What if, Lonzo, I told you that that was the price that you had to pay for a parking spot to go to the NFC Championship game?
And this game is being held where?
In Los Angeles.
I would say that's probably about right.
$400.
From what I've heard. Yeah.
$98.23. And that is to park about a quarter mile away at a hospital. So the NFC Championship game, the NFL is there because they're already dressing up SoFi Stadium for the Super Bowl, right? So the NFL has actually eaten up a huge chunk of parking at SoFi Stadium, and the rest of the parking is effectively being used for those who bought parking rights with their season tickets.
You don't think this is another case of trying to make sure that the fans from somewhere else don't show up?
I don't, and here's why. Because this is very interesting. Remember the other day we told you that the LA Rams had taken some steps to try and limit the number of San Francisco 49ers fans that were going to be in the building, right? Up to and including instructing resellers like Ticketmaster not to sell tickets to anyone whose credit card residency was not in LA County, was not within a handful of miles of the stadium. Welp, they went through that. There were some situations. As a matter of fact, there's a story in Yahoo Sports about a cat by the name of Shane Stern. Shane is a lifelong 49ers fan who lives in Los Angeles. Well, on Saturday morning, Stern put up a tweet on Twitter. He goes by the handle at Shane Stern, but his little display name is 49ers guy. So Shane put up a tweet after the public sales of tickets were restricted to Inglewood, California and the surrounding greater LA region. He's a 49ers guy who lives in LA, and he said on Twitter, "Hey, look, if you would like a ticket to this game through the public market, you Venmo me the money, I'll buy it on my credit card for you and get it put in your name." Shane had about 500 people take him up on that offer in the first couple of hours after that policy got posted.
Hope Shane's got some cash.
Well, no, he said, look, you Venmo me the money, I'll throw it in my credit card, I'll buy you your ticket, right?
Okay, so.
And so he bought a few hundred tickets for 49ers fans. Well, and this is what's really, really interesting. 49ers fans from outside the Southern California region evaded the Rams ticket blockade by asking LA-based friends and relatives to buy their tickets either by using PayPal, or a lot of them, Lonzo, basically went and bought single-use credit cards, like bank cards, like gift cards, right? That they registered to somebody's house in Los Angeles. StubHub said that the NFC Championship game is on track to be the best-selling playoff game in the ticket resale company's 22-year history. More than three-quarters of the tickets purchased on StubHub have gone to California residents. And they said about 57% of them hail from SoCal, about 43% from NorCal. Well, according to Vivid Seats, and Vivid Seats is another secondary market ticket site, but one of the things that Vivid Seats does, Lonzo, is they track, they use social media trends. So they use like hashtags and Instagram stories and whatnot. They use social media trends to try to find out and make guesses on the makeup of crowds and, you know, who's going, how they're going, et cetera. And they use that as market research to figure out the best way to sell tickets for the most money that they can get. Well, Vivid Seats right now, Lonzo, using the prognostications that they use, they say the average NFL crowd is about 85 to 90% in favor of the home team in the conference championships. It's usually, if you don't say and do anything, about 85 to 90% in favor of the home team. Vivid Seats right now says that they are estimating that the 49ers will make up what percentage of fans in the crowd on Sunday, Lonzo? What percentage of the crowd will be 49ers fans?
I'm going to go 35%.
35%. According to Vivid Seats, Lonzo, 35% is what the Rams fans will be. Vivid Seats says that through a variety of methods, they are currently projecting through their sales numbers and following social media patterns and running it through the algorithms, Vivid Seats is projecting that 65% of the fans in attendance at SoFi Stadium on Sunday will be San Francisco 49ers fans. Do you guys see now why I said that Goodell working so hard to get a team in LA was a freaking joke? This team's in the NFC Championship game. This team is playing for its second Super Bowl berth in 4 years. This team is a favorite going into this game, and they have managed to allow 65% of the seats estimated. And we'll see. Again, these numbers are potentially skewed, but according to Vivid Seats, the LA Rams fans, and I'm air quoting that, LA Rams fans have allowed San Francisco 49ers fans to acquire 65% of the seats in the stadium. Lonzo, this is a 49ers home game now.
See, I think part of the problem with the way the Rams handled this, they dared some people who probably were like, yeah, you know, I'm just going to watch it at home to, oh, they don't want me there? Okay, I'm going to spend some money and I'm going to find a way to get there. So it's definitely, if the makeup is how they're saying, it's backfiring big time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, we talked about Joe Burrow earlier in the week. We said, hey, Joey B, probably not the best idea to call out Arrowhead as being cold.
I just saw one of my relatives on TV.
So. I mean, it was in Ohio.
Yeah, and he had long hair and his shirt was off. So
it was in Ohio.
Looked like one of my cousins, possibly.
We're watching the recap from the game last night as the Americans, 8 shots on target, the first half, 0 goals. It was like 28 degrees, man.
That's,
no fun.
That's fairly warm, all things considered. So in this day and age, in the era of the troll, when you come out and you do stuff like this, you are daring people to find a way to defy you. So why do that?
The best way, Lonzo and I have told you this about us all the time. The best way to get people, especially on the internet, to do a thing is to tell them that you don't want them to do the thing. You tell them that you don't want them to do the thing and they're going to do the hell out of the thing. When LA went out, first off, let me start with this before I get to that point. First off, LA fans are already fickle, all right? LA fans are already fickle. I would have expected this to be a 50-50 split anyway. But when the Rams started calling out one of the prestigious franchises, right? I don't know if you've ever been out to San Francisco. 49ers fans don't play. They are as passionate as any fan base in the United States. There may not be as many of them, but they are as passionate as any NFL fan base in any other city. They love the Santa Clara 49ers, right? They love them. So they were already going to turn out. I don't know what I don't know how far it is from San Francisco to LA. According to Google Maps, Lonzo, take you 6 hours on I-5 South to get from San Francisco to LA. I'll tell you right now, if the Saints were playing in the NFC Championship in a stadium 6 hours from me, Lonzo, I'm going, all right? I'm going. 100% I'm going. You just told LA, one of the most passionate fan bases in America, the San Francisco 49ers, that they can't have tickets. Oh boy, howdy, did they find out tickets. To the point now that, again, Vivid Seats is estimating that 65% of that stadium is going to be in red and gold. You know what? Good, good. Roger, your baby, your sweet little swaddling LA football child, you know, that thing that you decided to make the hallmark of your career, they are being outsold 2-1 in their own stadium. Another L for Goodell.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at ESPNUpstate.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.